the music that they're planning to use to crumble the morals of America is this rotten, filthy, dirty, lewd, lascivious junk called rock and roll.
A weekly hour of 60s underground music from around the world. Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Radio. Great 60s obscurities, podcast via freefm.org.nz and iTunes, and spreading the love via facebook.com/retrospectsgaragepunkradio.
I hire people, cost me $3. They're bringing crime, they're bringing drugs.
Well, good evening once again. It is time for an hour of great 60s underground rock music. Yours Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Radio Show and Podcast. I'm Phil Gray, your host of this weekly look at the best of 60s underground music, focusing on garage rock, garage punk, freak beats, psychedelia. We kicked it off with the Electric Prunes. It's off the Electric Prunes' second studio album called Underground, released 1967 on Reprise Records. An album notable for the increasing involvement of band members in writing their material. Previously, well, their big hit certainly had been written by other songwriters. On Underground, 9 of the 12 tracks were in fact the band's own material. So released August 1967, just a moderate success, charting at number 172 on the American chart.
This same type of rot and decay caused 16 of the 19 major civilizations to vanish from the earth.
Retrospect, 60s Garage Punk Radio Show and Podcast. This is Sunday Servants with I'm Putting You On.
Think that I you, but I got nothing else to do.
Just the lyrics, it's the beat!
Retrospect, 60s garage punk, garage rock, and psychedelia. We had the Sunday Servants top of the set with I'm Putting You On. And then garage punk legends The Shadows of Night out of the Chicago suburbs specialise in a form of British blues with a Chicago twist. Very much into the Stones, the Animals, the Yardbirds and Chicago blues as you'd expect. Three albums in their 5 years of existence, The Shadows of Night with Light Bulb Blues. Dig what you hear?
Yeah!
Check out back episodes of Retrospect, 60s garage punk radio show and podcast. Always available across all good podcasting providers, including Apple Podcasts, TuneIn.com, Stitcher Radio, Blueberry, Player.fm, MyTuner Radio, Mixcloud, Castbox, Podbean, Pod Directory, and many more.
Yeah!
Well, now from the Blues Magoos off their Psychedelic Lollipop album. That's their debut album. One of the first albums to have the word psychedelic in the title. This is I'll Go Crazy.
If you leave me, I'll go crazy.
This music can be coarse, faddish, a victim of its own sameness. And yet when it's good, it's irresistible.
Like the Monaco, Federal Street. Go, go to the Monaco, strictly for swingers. Friday and Saturday from 7:30. Shake till your back aches to the big sounds of today. Top 10, soul, rhythm and blues. Oh, I tell you, guys and gals, the Monaco is good news. Friday or Saturday, take off to the Monaco. Fab, fun, and strictly for Jet Set Team.
Thank you.
Well, some New Zealand psychedelia there from a band called House of Nimrod. Very popular in the late 60s here in New Zealand. Kind of mischievous psychedelic pop music. Their biggest hit was Slightly Delic. We had the track Psychothartic. In fact, originally called Psychothartic Reaction. Psychothartic Reaction by then renamed just Psychothartic. Backed with a track called Ragged Patch. That came out in 1968. The band were not keen on live performances. Really a studio band. But they did do some live gigs, including New Zealand's first Love Inn. Sunday, February 25th, 1968 at the Monaco Ballroom. Before them, very interesting band out of New York. Now, this band was actually promoted as being Australian. They're called The Koala. They released just one album, largely ignored at the time, but became quite collectible more recently. They were discovered by the managers of the Blues Magoos, Bob Wild and Art Polymus. Got them a contract with Capitol Records. It was them who decided to market them as Australian. Can't help but wonder if it would have been easier just to give them another name. So just 145, the A-side Don't You Know What I Mean, backed with Scattered Children's Toys. That was 1968, no success from that, but they did continue to record their debut LP, self-titled, described as mixing the Who's frantic rhythms and Stone-style garage rock with riotous psych leads and venomous proto-punk vocals.
If one gets immune to this kind of sound, one may find it difficult to appreciate softer types of sound.
Retrospect, 60s garage punk, garage rock and psychedelia.
your boss, cherry pop, banana fit to go. Papa Sunday's bougie cake, everything you know. Smash your boss, cherry pop, banana fit to go. Papa Sunday's bougie cake, everything you know. Smash your bar.
Well, that's a set of pretty cool obscurities here on Retrospect. The Cavaliers. Cavaliers with a K, although originally, and their first single was released just under the more conventional The Cavaliers with a C. Four singles on a label called Pharaoh. We took the A-side of their final 45, released January 1967 on Pharaoh, The Cavaliers, with Congregation for Anti-Flirts Incorporated. Then a band who started off as Counts Four. They had a couple of singles, including a cover of Spoonful on their second 45. Then early 67, they recorded two more songs. One of them was called Discussion of the Unorthodox Council. Now, this song's interesting because it was re-released with a new title, What Good Is Up. By then, Counts 4 had a new name as well. They became known as The Inexpensive Handmade Look, and it's under that name that they released the track we had called Ice Cream Man. Like us on Facebook. Facebook.com/RetrospectGaragePunkRadio. Well, let's look at some global garage now. Here's one from a band out of Verona, Italy. 1966, this is I, Kings. B-side to a 1966 45 on Durium Records. This is Trovane un Altro.
¿Quién piensa por ti? Y dice, va, 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 va. despedirán. Y más ellos en tu lugar hubieran hecho un pan. Y algo bla, 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 bla.
Has it all got to be so terribly loud?
Retrospect. 60s garage punk, garage rock, and psychedelia.
Well, in my life I never stopped to worry about a sin. Woken up and charged up and never tried to sin. Wondered if I'd done wrong. Relays are pushing last tonight.
Won't you tell me where about it? Yesterday, you might be the happy day. Won't you tell me?
Certain things are so much easier today. Guess you need some brand new town and get your feet back on the ground. Won't you tell me?
Acid of the Royal Hangman, straight out of Zurich, Switzerland. And Phil, we just love the Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Show, the number one source for a weekly dose of 60s underground greatness and psychedelia. Cheers, mate!
Piedra preciosa, como divina joya.
That is our global garage set. Top of the set, I Kings out of Italy. Video of that up on our Facebook page. Trovani un Ultro. Then we headed to Spain. Spain, a country which, while there were a lot of Spanish language garage rock bands, not so many bands from Spain per se. So these guys were called Los Cheyennes out of Barcelona. Founded on the Los Nuggets compilation, track called Blah Blah Blah. Then Os Claves, or the Claves, Portuguese language. They got together in 1965, calling themselves The Saints originally. They went on to release an EP on a Spanish label called Marfa that contained songs such as Keep On Running by the Spencer Davis Group and the cover we had there. The Kinks song, of course, Where Have All the Good Times Gone. That one appears on the Portuguese Nuggets compilation. Finally in the set, over to Mexico, Los Zignos, Z-I-G-N-O-S, got together in 1966 in Acuña, Mexico. Moved to Mexico City, November 67, signed to RCA Victor, recorded their debut LP. Track called Gema.
Yeah!
Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Radio. Podcast via all good podcasting providers and facebook.com/retrospectgaragepunkradio.
They lack the moral standards and values of our Judeo-Christian heritage.
Well, we've had relatively well-known bands, we've had a set of obscurities, we've had our global garage set. I'm going to bring things right back to classic 60s garage punk. What a great way to do it. This is The Sonics with Strychnine.
Once you've tried it, you can't.
Grips around, it's crowded but groovy. First of all, we hear from those Matchstick Men, Status Quo, and a driving performance of a song to Gloria.
Okay, so we had the Sonics, Strychnine, top of that set. Then the Fugitives out of Sacramento, California. These guys actually opened for a bunch of more famous acts, Paul Revere and the Raiders, the Beau Brummels, the Kinks, the Byrds, and the Rolling Stones. They were only together until late 1966, but they did capture that energy of the band. An early two-track recording of the track Blowin' My Mind, that's the one we had, that came from the Sound of Young Sacramento compilation. Then, thirdly in the set, English band The Status Quo, their cover of Van Morrison's Gloria, taken from the BBC. So Status Quo had earlier been known as the Spectres. They had recorded Gloria as the Spectres. In fact, even earlier, they got together as the Scorpions, as early as 1962. So 1963, they changed their name to the Spectres. The Spectres signed a five-year deal with Piccadilly Records in July 1966, but by 1967, they'd kind of become influenced by psychedelia. They renamed themselves again as Traffic. By late 1967, they changed the name to Status Quo. Hope you've enjoyed the selection this week. I'm going to see you out with an instrumental. This is a Joe Meek production under the name of The Ramblers. The Ramblers are a band out of Ilford, Essex, England. Their only release, as far as I'm aware. These guys topped the bill at Hamburg's Top 10 Club. This is a 45 from late 1963. The Ramblers with Just for Chicks. I'm Phil Gray for Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Radio Show and Podcast. Like us on Facebook, facebook.com/retrospectgaragepunkradio.